The educators tore into the state's biennial budget, and it's more than $800 million in cuts to public K-12 education. Superintendent Ron Heilman of the Eau Claire School District says they've historically been able to make up cuts through taxes, but the cap on property tax levies leaves them in a bad place. Republican State Senator Terry Moulton says there's another piece to that puzzle.
There's a spending part of this formula too, though, right? I mean, you can reduce your expenses.
Yes, we have.
Moulton says some districts are doing very well despite the cuts and revenue limits. Superintendent Heilman disagrees, saying many have made up reductions through one-time budget fixes, but next year will be another story.
I can assure you with almost 100% certainty that in 2012-2013, you're going to see a widespread impact sweep across 424 districts in the state. It's just a matter of the strangulation of public education in our state.
Discussion also touched on charter and voucher schools. Some educators at the meeting balked at more state dollars going to private education, but Republican Representative Tom Larson defends it.
If we don't help out these schools, those students, if they end up back in our public schools, we don't have enough teachers, we don't have enough buildings, we can't even bring those kids back into the public schools. We're not prepared to do it.
Republican State Representative Warren Petrick was pleased with the breakfast meeting. He says these kinds of face-to-face meetings help lawmakers see beyond the dollar figures and understand the local impact of legislation. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.